Where's Kevin?
Yeah, it's Mr. Frazier's neighborhood now.
Yeah, it's time to bring him on, Kevin Frazier of the OMG Insider and HipHollywood.com. What's going on, Kevin?
See, what's going on? A lot. We're going to try and squeeze a lot in a short amount of time, so let's get going. And let's start with the big controversy all across the web. People talking about the LL Cool J, Brad Paisley collaboration, their duet that is going to be on Brad Paisley's new album. It's called Accidental Racist, and people are blowing up the web about this song. Want to tell you, I talked to LL and Brad on Sunday night in Vegas, and they said, listen, people are going to freak out when this song hits because it's made to spark a reaction. This is what they wanted. They wanted people to start having a discussion about that accidental racist, the people out there who still have that racist behavior. Mm-hmm. And while folks aren't, some folks are like, oh, we hate the song or we don't like the song, it's sparking the conversation that they wanted to. And this is what LL wanted to happen. Mm-hmm. So people are kind of freaking out, but this is what they wanted. They wanted everyone to freak out. They wanted
they
everyone
to
talk about it.
They just need to do a remix on it, though, Kevin. The beat is sucks. I'm sorry.
And let me just say this. They knew this was coming. They wanted this to happen. Mm-hmm. And I also want to tell you that LL has a song coming out on his album with Brad. He collaborated. They both each did a song on their albums. Brad's comes out first, then LL's comes out. So, listen, all right. Accidental Racist, listen to it. People are talking about it, right. And that's what the guys wanted. All right, let's keep moving. Big news, Halle Berry. She's pregnant. And wasn't it funny listening to Halle announce it? I want you to hear Halle announcing her pregnancy.
This has been the biggest surprise of my life, to tell you the truth.
Really?
I thought I was kind of past the point where this could be a reality for me.
At 46, there are no surprises. You're a grown woman. But yeah. I do want to tell you this. I have talked to an insider who told me that Halle has been trying to have a baby because she did want Nala to have a sibling. So she's been trying for quite some time to have a child. And then there's a lot of speculation out there that maybe she had this child with Olivier Martinez so that she could then move to France because she has tried before. And Gabriel Aubry, Nala's daddy, has blocked that move. No such thing.
Wow.
She has wanted to have this baby for quite some time. She thought it couldn't happen anymore, so she was surprised, but she had a little help there, and this is something she has wanted to happen for a long time. It's not a surprise.
Well, see,
but
judging from that piece, she should get another Academy Award because she acting like she was surprised.
Like she don't know where they come from.
I know.
Where'd that come from? How'd that happen? No. And listen, we're happy for Halle. Remember, she has diabetes, and this is very high-risk pregnancy, so you just wish the best, and everybody out there say a quick prayer for her so that she can have a healthy and happy baby. Last thing, Robin Thicke is out at the Hollywood Husbands on BET.
Aww.
Yeah. And a lot of people are wondering why. Well, you know, Robin, he's great on the show, but he wasn't really happy with some of the things that they were writing for his character. So he kind of had a talk with the writers, and they thought they had talked him off the ledge. And he was due on set the next day and didn't show up for work. And at that point, that was the last straw. If, you know, I think if he had come and they had had to work through things again and talk it out, maybe it would have worked. But when you don't show up for work, they say enough already. Mm. And so that is one the main reason that Robin Thicke won't be back. But coming in his place, Chris Rock. So get ready for season 2 because Chris Rock is coming. It's a great show. Make sure you check it out on BET. And give Accidental Racist a chance, y'all.
Okay.
But here's the other lesson here. If you aren't happy with something, you still got to go to work. Like everybody has to go to work.
Yeah,
right.
You got to go to work.
You still got to go to work.
Thanks, Kevin.